The After Show. Here we go again. Wednesday, the 12th of February is what it says on the time clock.
Are you a bit in the dark over there? You look a bit in the dark.
No, I don't think so. No, am I? I think I feel rather fucking handsome in that photograph. To be honest, if you're watching this on video phone television equipment.
Or YouTube.
Or whatever it does be, yeah, whatever.
I wonder, do we have any subscribers on our YouTube channel
yet? Ah, don't be worrying about that. Jesus Christ, the last thing you want is somebody watching and listening to this fucking mad shit.
Well, that's true, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. We want to be remembered as the best kept secret.
In podcasting history.
Ever.
So, yeah, it's Wednesday. We never talk about when we do this. We always seem to do these in the middle of the week. And I don't know if I'm into the middle of the week. Like, it's sort of, we're neither here nor there. I suppose that sums up podcasting in general. It's neither here nor there. But, you know, Wednesday, when it comes to the week, Wednesday is hump day. And I've never really seen, I've never had a problem with it, right?
Right.
Never knew it was hump day until you started shiting on about it. And now, after years and years and years of you saying hump day, all of a sudden... I sort of don't look forward to Wednesdays anymore.
I've only
it's like
ever
you've made it feel like a mountain.
I never really thought of it like that until I came in here. I never hump day.
It's your fault, Jim McCabe.
No, I'll tell you what my thing is. Stupid o'clock. That's my one. I feel, right?
I actually think
I invented the term stupid o'clock. And then it caught on subtly. And now I don't get any credit for it. But no, hump day far precedes me.
Yeah.
I didn't invent hump day.
No, but you put it into my head. I'm blaming you for putting it into my head.
Right.
I was all right with Wednesdays.
Well, what about all the stuff you've put into my head?
That's made
me very ill.
See, I used to be, because I always worked on the weekends. And
now you still do.
And now
it's
still,
perfect.
Thanks to fucking, I'll tell you something. That was the biggest con act of all time. You get me to do the Saturday show. But I always used to, like, never worked in January, and I always used to work on the weekends. So I used to always love then the middle of the week. It was my favourite time.
Yeah.
Because there was never any gigs on around. So I would quite often be pissed as a fart by about 4 o'clock p.m. on a Wednesday. It was great.
Well, technically you could still do that.
And stuff, and we'd have the pubs to yourself. You know what I mean? Everything was so crowded on the weekend.
Yeah.
I think it was the beginning of my antisocial, my love of the antisocial. You know, like
when you discovered that you really didn't like people.
Yeah, and then occasionally I'd be doing, and I used to love doing gigs in the Comedy Cellar on Wednesdays, and then I realised they were the ones I didn't want to do anymore because it was Wednesday.
Yeah.
And Wednesday was when I was having fizzy drinks and watching.
But is hump day not meant to be a good thing?
I can barely see
you with that light shining in my eyes.
Oh, right.
We've had to be messing with the lighting here. Yeah, move it. Look at this. Live.
Now, look at that.
Oh, that's much
better.
Now
everybody's happier.
Now I can't see anything. I've got all
those
dots.
Jesus Christ. It's like wheeling your granddad into a restaurant.
Right.
What about the drafts? The drafts are being howled.
Actually, is there a draft in it? No.
I can't get out. It's very warm now. Would someone put that blanket on me?
Oh man, I wish I could deny it, but I do feel a bit like that at the moment.
I tell you, he's very cranky.
What were you saying?
He's been sick. How long have you been sick for? You've been sick for about 3 months now, isn't it?
Years.
Yeah, we've been sick. You were 50 when you got sick. And you're 51. That's all, since November anyway. You've been sick. You haven't been sleeping right.
No, I was okay. I got through the whole Christmas thing. I was grand. I was laughing at everybody else. I was saying, I am getting away with this. So
I think
everybody
was
going
down with
it. You were
just drunk, I think, and you didn't
feel
it.
I tell you, now, mock ye not, right? Because I'm telling you, I have a theory. I maintain that the fact that I was pretty much drunk the entire month of December saved me from all that madness. And it was only when I started the whole sort of, right, it's January, get yourself sorted, Jim. Come on, feck that now. Come on. You got to get, stop messing, back to the gym, eat healthy, all that. Boom. Ill.
So you reckon it was actually healthy?
I think
that killed
I was
you.
Preserved during December in a sort of a weird kind of, you know, cybergenic alcohol infused.
You really do sound like one of those mad elfers now where you're going, you ever see a drunk man with a smile on his face, didn't you? I know a fella ran 32 miles a day and he dropped fucking dead. His heart exploded in his chest. And you're going, well, if he ran 32 miles a day, of course he died. No! He was the fittest man you ever saw.
Yeah.
And his father, right?
Yeah.
He used to eat nothing, only one pack of ham a day. And had 42 Guinness in a week. He kept the bottles. And he's still alive. He's still, and he doesn't smoke cigarettes now, that's true, but he does eat them.
It's right.
He eats cigarettes.
It's like whenever you get, like, you know, the oldest person in the world stories, and they're like, what's the secret of your longevity? And it's, and they're always like a headline that says, you know, whiskey and a pack of 10 fags every day.
They're like, you prick. You should have died years ago. You're not, these are not secrets to long life. This is just, you're the jam.
You're the exception to the rule.
You're the absolute exception to the rule. You know, and it's always them.
But I tell you something, it gave me pause for thought, PJ. I'm, you know, I mean, like, I just want to say I wasn't very ill in December.
Well, you see, now, the thing is now, unfortunately, this is what happens in normal life. Is you're going to start feeling better,
right?
Eventually, maybe June 2022, whatever, right? Yeah. You're going to start feeling better. And then the first time you're going, when you feel better, what's the first thing you're going to want to do is get out and about, and you're going to be like, fuck it, you know, I'll have a packet of bacon, fries, a couple of pints, and then you'll be feeling really good. And you go, I tell you, it was the drink that made, going off the drink made me sick. And we never equate things the other way around.
No.
And then sure enough, Jim would be there, and he'd be walking around. Now, he'd probably have his liver in a box next to him. And his heart will be on the outside.
Yeah.
But they'll be asking Jim, so what's the secret to long life? Well, I'll tell you now.
I wouldn't have believed it myself.
I was sick once in my life, in my 50s. And it was only because I went off the drink. And now I'm healthy as a young cabbage. So I am.
A young cabbage.
That's how healthy I am.
I tell you, it's the secret to longevity.
Yeah,
that's
it's
what it is.
Always these bleeding L. And they never, like, if they never got an L1, you know, someone that lives that was very disciplined.
Yeah.
And ask them, because it's not a story. What's the secret to long life? They go, well, sleep, diet, and exercise. There's no headline in that.
Yeah, it's rubbish.
And would you not do? And they go, would you not have anything else? Not really. Mm. Like, would you have like a bottle of Guinness on a Sunday even? Oh, I'd have a bottle of Guinness on Sunday. And then what's
the headline?
Bottle of Guinness on a Sunday is the reason El Jaffy Jofar of Kimmage is still alive. They never mentioned the poor fuckers been walking around the park doing 30 laps a day.
Yeah, and every day of his life.
Yeah, boiling meats, the best of stuff. Never mentioned any of that. It's just the Guinness.
Anyway, the other thing about it is, would you want to live that long?
I'm 45 in April and I feel like I've been alive a little bit very long.
Yeah.
A little bit very long.
I mean, like, you know, I don't know. I mean, like, okay.
It depends what the body is like.
So
if the body stood up to the test, you know, of time, no bother,
50 years in, you know, has it been that great?
Yeah, you're tired. You're tired, yeah. I mean, I know.
Do I want another 50?
Yeah, you must be thinking, gee, 50 more of these things. Yeah, I don't
know. Like, what would I do?
Did you ever see that amazing show?
It'd be different if you knew you were going to have, like, you know, if you had the big lotto win or something, and it was like, you know, the next few years were going to be spent on some Caribbean beach or something, or, you know, or some sort of paradise island or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That'd be different.
Would it? Would it be different? I'd wreck that. I'd be over on Paradise Island, walking in the Caribbean beach, and you missed the crack, though, really. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're all nice hair and all, but I haven't had a nice sausage now in years.
Yeah.
And
they don't seem to have the football at the Champions League.
I missed the balls. The bread is shy. The bread is awful shy. And don't get me started on the butter. You know what I mean? The heat was great for 10 years, but it's getting a little bit, you know, you missed the rain now as well. And, you know, you're never happy.
That's the human condition.
Once it gets normal, once it becomes your normal, once the extraordinary becomes ordinary, you just start getting pissed off with it.
Yeah,
it's just
fair point.
Way.
Fair point.
So, I mean, you're better off doing fuck. God, this is why I'm always saying, never achieve your dreams. If you never achieve your dreams, you'll always be aspiring for something.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you get it, you realise it's not that great. No matter what it is. If you won the... It's that fucking lucky bollocks who won the 17 million
last
today.
Night.
You can be guaranteed... He's delighted now. You'll be guaranteed this time next year, it'll all feel normal and he'll have a pain in his hole about something else.
Yeah.
You'll be just walking around going, don't get me wrong. But yeah, you know, I'm at the boy in 3S classes and they're all fucked. You know, they're all fucked.
I mean,
they're not half as good as people say.
And they're dirty and all. I can't be driving there.
I'm after fucking shooting 3 waiters this year and it's going to cost me millions to get away with it.
What about
those outrageous
things? You know those people who say that the secret to real happiness is service. is to give.
Yeah.
Do you ever see those things?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody says, yeah, no, I mean, look, don't get me wrong. I mean, I know I'm a multimillionaire and I'm hugely successful as an actor or as a property mogul or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing that gives me the greatest happiness is when I do that hour in the soup kitchen.
Yeah.
And you do a fucking hour in this.
Oh, they give what? You... I gave $2 million and it's the best $2 million I ever spent. You're worth $1 billion, you bollocks. If I gave the percentage of my wages that you gave...
Yeah, then they had to give me change.
And then everybody... Like, honestly, if I gave my percentage of my wages as a tip in a restaurant, everyone would say, you scabby bastard. And it would be the exact same percentage because it would be a cent, right?
Yeah.
So if, imagine having your dinner and then doing the thing and then go, right, that came, what's that, tenner, right, grand. No problem. For yourself,
yeah,
and it's 1 cent. That's the percentage these fuckers are going, and then they walk around going, oh, I swear that is the best $2 million. It, you fucking shove it up your hole, shove it up your hole.
It's like, do you ever see the Ricky Gervais bit where he says about, you know, these people who, at Christmas time, you'll love this actually, where at Christmas time he goes, and because he's got a few quid, you know, people expect that the gifts are going to get off him, like his family or whatever.
Oh, I can only imagine. Yeah, yeah. Rolls Royces for everybody.
Might get somebody like God, that's a bit over the top now, PJ, but he might get somebody like a really swanky coffee machine, you know, the one that does all of them, like, you know.
Oh,
and all
big
job that'd go in the kitchen and it'd be all the whole thing, and then somebody would give him something and it'd be like, I got you this, it's the gift of a goat for a poor family in the subcontinent.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What?
What you mean?
I got you a big coffee machine. That cost like thousands of
pounds. You actually have a live-in barista now with that machine. That's how expensive it is.
And you, in fact, you didn't even get me a goat. Yeah. You got somebody else a goat.
Do you have his name? Can I have the name of the goat? Can I have the name of the goat, please?
Yeah.
Can I have a picture of the goat?
So
even if I had a picture of the goat, it would feel more real.
Yeah, so the question is, if you handed over something to me, right?
Yeah.
If you said to me, like, if you said, here, Jim, here's a tenner. Like, in theory, you're going to feel better about that than I am.
Yes, that's very true.
In theory.
Yes.
I would say in practice, that's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
That you're going to feel better. Like, for example, I would suggest you give me a tenner now.
Yeah.
Of your money.
I know, yeah.
And let's see which one of us feels better about it.
Oh, exactly, yeah. And I'm so alert, I don't even want to try it. I don't even want to experiment. I don't want to give you a tenner.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't know about that.
I'd actually rather watch a goat eat my tenner than give it to you.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know about all this, you know, like to experience real happiness. It's about giving.
No, I think there's something
in service.
There is something in it. There is, like, about giving of your time and whatever and blah, blah, blah. No, there is. There's definitely something. There's definitely a joy in giving. But there's a fucking tremendous joy in taking something as well. You know, and getting something
Guessing's,
else. You know,
guessing's not the worst, you know.
It's not the worst. And, you know, I volunteered for quite a few things in my time.
Yeah.
And I've enjoyed all of them. But if I'm being honest, I love gifts. Don't problem with gifts. Actually, that's my problem with gifts, actually.
Yeah.
It's because... I'm receiving something, right?
Right.
But it's not really a gift. It's a fucking IOU. Because now your birthday's going to come and I wish you left me alone.
Right.
And so then Christmas
the
is going to come and I wish you gave me alone. You know what I mean?
Whereas I gave you alone.
I wish I gave
you...
I wish you left me alone.
Slip?
Yeah, yeah. Whereas if I give something... Say if I... There's a lad collecting for deaf donkeys of Iraq.
Right.
And I give him 20
Great
quid.
Great cause.
Right? That's where all... There's no loop. The deaf donkey from Iraq isn't going to turn up and go... There's your fucking birthday present. You know, I'm all right.
Yeah.
You know, that's why there's a joy in giving, because it's an end of the cycle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas if I give you something, you get me something, blah, 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 and then one of us has to be a bollocks eventually. I'm all right with being the bollocks, but it happens.
Have you ever done that thing where, you know, you've given something to somebody and they said, oh my God, gee, I didn't get you anything. And you go, look, it's all right. You don't give to receive.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
That. So have you ever done that?
I have, yeah.
And then have you walked away going, stingy prick?
I kind of walked away going, serves you right. Feel bad now, don't you? You know what happens after that, though? The bad thing
they
is...
They try doubly hard.
They try doubly hard and they end up getting somebody a 50-year-old deaf donkey that they sent to somebody else in your name. And you're like, oh, Jesus, I made a terrible mistake.
Mind you, that'd be a great thing if you were ever caught out. Gee, I don't have your present because I tell you what, I actually got you the gift... of a donkey in Africa.
It's one of those donkeys that you can milk it now and make cheese and he's feeding the whole village.
Yeah, I just, obviously I don't have, it's
I,
in
I don't
it's
have
in
it
Africa.
With me now.
It's in Africa.
It's in the back of the car. You're not allowed to bring them into this pub.
I tell you, maybe yeah. there's something in it after all.
Yeah, yeah.
So have we finally put pay to the idea that giving is better than receiving?
Well, I don't know. But what one thing I do know is that every single year for your birthday now, I'm sending a fucking sheep to somebody in your name. And I hope it's not a very good sheep.
Oh,
yeah. I'm not even going to send it to a worthy cause. I'm going to send a sheep to a football club or something. And
they're going, as their mascot.
Yeah. This sheep is from Jim McCabe. What are we going to do with it? Well, look, I don't know. Ask Jim. He's the fellow who came up with this stupid idea in the first place. It was his fault for getting me a Christmas present. Now it's your problem.